Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that just ate an entire bucket of McDonald's french fries, and I have the heartburn to prove it. My name is Mike, and on this episode, I have a couple of great guys to help me bracket off video games. They come from the Blood and Firewater podcast. Please welcome onto my show, Rashad and Dre. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing well. Thank you, Dre. May I ask how you are doing, sir?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much.
Well, enough of that bullshit, because we've got South Carolina talk to speak. I know this because I've heard it firsthand. We've actually had a pretty good night already. We're a few beers in the bag, and we got a few more to go. We got a couple of episodes to record here, but before we start recording this video game episode, I want you to tell the people out there a little bit about your podcast.
Okay, so Blood and Firewater is a true crime discussion, dark humor, research type podcast. I think you can find us on Twitter at BFW Pod Squad, Instagram at Blood and Firewater Podcast, and that's it. That is all our socials.
Oh, you guys don't fuck around with the Facebooks then?
No, we do not fuck around with the Facebooks.
Good man, good man. I do, but I shouldn't. I don't. I tell people they can check me out on Facebook, and then I may have 100 messages over there. I don't know. Fuck all that. So, but yeah, true crime, that's a hot topic. What do you bring to the game that nobody else does?
I actually try to say things that people have not ever said before, which is really hard because I literally will listen to every single person's podcast and make sure that I don't say anything they ever said before.
Wow.
And then say that. So
that's ambitious.
And like, it sounds dark, but there's humor there. And I would love for anyone that is on the spectrum of true crime to check it out.
It's a fun podcast with a couple of fun guys. As fun as murder can be. I mean, I guess if you're the murderer, it's not so bad. The murderee, he's probably not having a good time during this incident. But regardless of that, I'm going to quickly explain what a whack bracket is, and then we are going to get to whack bracketing. For the record, what a whack bracket is we are asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. I bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, both podcasters and now friends, Rashad and Dre, for instance. And we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. If you are ready to go, I will start the podcast. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Ready when you are.
All right, let's do it. And I'm going to let Dre start it out since he's the strong silent type over there. Hey. And we're gonna get him involved. Hi.
Hey.
So, Dre, you get to answer first. This question.
All right.
We're going to bracket off Grand Theft Auto versus Fortnite. Which one of these two would you be more likely to meet your future spouse playing?
Oh, Grand Theft Auto.
Why's that?
100%. Because Fortnite, I feel like I'm going to meet like a 12-year-old.
Okay.
That's gross, man. Come on. That's no, that's straight no. Pedophilia.
We went straight. We are going straight into it.
Okay. Oh, come on.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No, what?
No, it's fine.
I'm married. Okay.
All right.
Full disclosure. But if I was to find a game or play a game and I was going to find another wife, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
100% Grand Theft Auto. Fortnite, yeah. Okay. I'm going to.
We're just going to imagine like you're a Mormon. You can have as many wives as you want in this world. So
you're getting polygamy. The second wife. That's what it is.
Yeah. Why not? You're thinking Grand Theft Auto then?
100%.
All right. Rashad?
Fortnite, for sure, because like, oh my God, the imagination out of Fortnite that you can make and build out of Fortnite.
With a 13-year-old.
I'm not trying to.
You know what? Hey, Mormons marry 13-year-olds too, man. This is an open playing field.
Rashad?
No. First off, I want to make it clear. I'm not trying to marry a 13-year-old, but I would definitely consider a relationship with someone over Grand Theft Auto than Fortnite, or hold on,
Fortnite over Grand Theft Auto.
There you go. because Fortnite seems more graduated than Grand Theft Auto.
What?
Grand Theft Auto has like no rules, no regulations, no, just nothing to it.
What is Fortnite? You build a clubhouse and then you kill people. That's it. That's the whole game.
Yeah, and some fake smoke comes and like destroys you over time if you don't like.
No. Those are the rules of the game. Like,
Grand Theft Auto has rules too.
Yeah, but like, no, you're not.
Gonna, oh, come on!
You're not going to meet your next significant other playing Grand Theft Auto.
You know what? I am going to sadly have to agree with Dre here. Not sadly, because I love you both, but hey. I can tell Rashad's going to be butthurt about it. So anyway, yeah,
I am butthurt about it.
Here's the thing. Grand Theft Auto, to me, the cool thing is, I guess the uncool thing is you're a criminal, which is if somebody else is playing and you're enjoying it with them, then you're both criminals. I don't know. You're entering a criminal element into your relationship out the chute. You get to kill. See, there goes my Kentucky boy. You get to kill people. You get to steal cars. You might get arrested. It's kind of like a bachelor party in Vegas. And it's a lot more fun. Think about it this way. Fortnite, the gameplay is very similar over and over. It's like the game is just simply try to be the last person, kill all the other team. So it doesn't take a lot of attention span, as well as the games go too fast. I'm thinking that if you're into like short-term relationships and you're trying to churn relationships, you know, Fortnite is kind of like going to the bar for a hookup. Grand Theft Auto is a long-term deal. You have to build your character. And so to me, I'm thinking that Grand Theft Auto, more of a spousal game. Fortnite, more of a hookup game.
So let me try and change your mind real quick.
You're welcome to. It's happened before.
Fortnite is a long-term relationship because you're trying to make it to number one, right? You're trying to make it to the end. Grand Theft Auto does not have that.
See, but that's what a relationship comes
to. No.
Yeah, there is no end.
And Rashad, if you're good at it, you can make it to the end on the first date. You just have to know how to play the backside.
I've never not made it to the end, sir.
Every time.
What I'm saying is Fortnite has a reward at the end. There's no reward in Grand Theft Auto.
What's the reward?
What?
What's the reward?
Fortnite?
Yeah. You just win.
I'm sorry, but like
that's all you get.
Like you have to make it through so many people.
This all sounds like a bar hookup. You go to the bar, and at the end of the you win, you scored, and then you just move on to the next one. That's the whole game.
So what significance does that have to Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto, you keep playing. It's a continual thing. Where Fortnite, you do not, the same.
We're getting.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna get a beer. No. We're moving on to the next one because I'm about to drive to his house and I'm gonna have some words for him. Like it
wasn't. Okay. Damn, he's about ready to drop bows all the way remotely. This is gonna be great. I gotta see this. Needless to say, that was a good attempt to sway my argument. I'm still going with Dre, and I am still 100% in Grand Theft Auto's corner on this.
No, it's fine. It's completely fine because like I am a fan of the Fortnite franchise and the way they constructed the Battle Royale.
Now, I think the Battle Royale concept is actually a very unique concept to gameplay because I think a lot of games would get very boring very fast because people would do dumb shit. And that kind of Battle Royale shrinks the playing field over time and it forces everyone to the center or everyone to a location and they don't have a choice. If you didn't have that kind of concept, you'd just have the Bush Wookiees hanging out in the bush the whole time and never fucking moving because they'd be like, oh, I'm hanging around and nobody can see me. Yeah. So you have to have a reason to move from where you're at. So I agree that the concept of the gameplay is very unique, but as far as the ability or the likelihood of finding a very good spouse, I do think you need a little more interaction in the gameplay other than being forced together, which is technically what a hookup at a bar is. You know, you go in early, you might hook up early, and then if you're there late at night, you don't know what you're going to hook up with, but you're not going home alone. So, or you might.
Yeah, you might.
That's disappointing.
But at least you got home.
That's what Bumble's for.
I was supposed to say. But I'm not gonna let my argument go. Like, no, fuck you.
Fuck you and fuck you. You know, at this point it doesn't even matter because I think that Grand Theft Auto just has more to the gameplay. I'm more interested in a girl with layers than I am that has like one mission in mind.
You lost, Rashad.
No, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll go on to the next round. Yeah. Okay. Right. We could have Rashad argue in Fortnite all night, but we don't have time for that episode. I'll put that on the Patreon. If after this, the Patreon I don't have. If anybody wants me to start a Patreon with me and Dre and Rashad arguing about Fortnite, we'll do that.
I'll put this on my Patreon, and then I'll send you the residuals.
All right, I would take it. It's more than I'm making on my podcast right now, which is negative money, thanks to all these fucking things I have to do with the recordings. But regardless of that, you know what? I don't mind being broke.
All right, so we're at Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, Grand Theft Auto gets to advance to the next round against the winner of this whack bracket.
That's pretty whack.
Madden versus NBA 2K.
Ooh. Let's go.
Which one of these games is more fun to destroy someone with a player that sucks Madden. In real life?
Madden.
Madden.
100%.
Oh, you guys got to get... Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll start out the argument since it sounds like I'm going to lose, and then you guys can tell me why. I totally love destroying people with shit players in 2K. It's a lot more fun because the thing is about 2K is it's frustrating because if you play a guy and I think they've changed the game a little bit over the last couple of years, but used to, you get those real shitty outside shooters and do nothing but drain threes on people. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you who I was the most dangerous with, and this has been this is in my old house. This is at least 6-7 years ago, I bet. There's a guy in the game named John Lucas. And I used to love getting John Lucas. My son and I were playing a guy online, and I kid you not, we dropped like 36 points on him with John Lucas, and the guy was, I thought he was going to like try to figure out where we lived and murder us. We would have been on your podcast at that point. But yeah, it's fun to play with the shit players in 2K because like in Madden, the thing is about Madden is like in the NFL, you'll be like watching the NFL 1 week, and then all of a sudden they're on their third string running back, and the guy runs for 117 yards, and you're like, well, that's just the NFL. Whereas, like, you know, you never see John Lucas drop 36 on somebody in an NBA game. So, to me, I get a lot more enjoyment dropping with shit players in NBA 2K. But I'll let you guys explain your Madden argument.
You want to go first?
I will beat the brakes off you on Madden with any team ever. So, like, give me any team. It doesn't make me more proud to beat you with a bad team if you got a good team. And I'm just like the prestige you get from like doing the play-by-play because like basketball is a lot different. Basketball is like a continuous sport. The ball is always in play. Football is a lot different. It's almost like chess. Basketball is like checkers. Football, like you have to put a little bit more thought into it, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you there. I think the gameplay is much more advanced in Madden, but I'll give you an example of why I think Madden, when you can play at a high level, I won't call it a trash game because that's not true. I like playing
it's,
Madden.
It's the only game, my son. The only game you have to play. But, I'm sorry.
But here's the thing about Madden is the guy, if I recall, that won the Madden tournament this year, he did nothing but run the ball in the championship, didn't even have a quarterback on his
the
roster.
The guy before that shot up the...
there was a guy who did shoot up a bad tournament, yes. But that's
really so. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that I enjoy beating people with NBA 2K. So it sounds like Rashad is Team Madden. Dre, do you have an opinion? It sounds like you do.
Oh, it's Team Madden. They don't do it much now, but I don't know like how far back you played Madden. But you know, in like the earlier like 08s and 2010, where they had that random created team that was like the Houston Rockies or something like that, just like the random teams. Playing with me, Rashad, and my brother, Mike, when we played, and when you use one of those teams and you win, there's no better feeling. I played 2K, and my brother's beaten me in 2K before because I'm trash at 2K because I don't enjoy it.
He doesn't play sports games.
And I'm not big on sports games, but if I was to pick one, and especially something to beat somebody in, it's going to be Madden.
All right.
Because you use more of your mind rather than just... Because I've seen 2K, like, the controls on it are really sticky. So when you're trying to stick somebody, obviously in real life, I'm going to follow you. But, like, it's kind of hard to adjust to that when you're playing with the controller. Because when the guy stops, he stops on a dime, but your guy's going, and then you have to come back. Yeah. And it's not that much fun. With Madden, your person sticks with that person, even if you do nothing.
See, you're talking about gameplay now. I'm talking about, like, winning with trash players. I love winning with trash players on.
Oh, right.
Like I said, I think Madden, honestly, is Madden and 2K, they've got their positives and negatives, but I love beating people with trash players.
But you can, like, you can get one of those teams I was talking about, like the old ones, like the Houston Rockies or whatever, yeah. And just if you just let them do their job up until that point, say they throw it, and you're able to kind of read what their play is, you can get in front of it, intercept it, and take it back. And that person could have a 68 overall, but he just, you know, he had a pick six on you. And there's the same thing with the running back. If as long as you read their defense right, you can cut right up field. So with basketball, it's like you can stop on a dime and just pull up. And as long as you have a good shot, you're going to make it. With Madden, there's a lot more moving parts. You can't just stop or you can't just go because there's going to be a lot more people that are intercepting you. So I feel like once you beat them,
chess and checkers.
That's what it is.
You know what? You make a good point. I don't agree, but you know what? That's why we have a contest and we have different rounds. But let me ask you this, just out of curiosity: who is your favorite trash Madden player? Who would be your go-to if you thought you could really rub it in somebody's face with?
Well, like a team,
one player that you could just like use and destroy a guy.
If I could use one, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield?
Ooh,
he's really? So ass. Yeah, he's so ass. He was good in college. I'll give him all the credit every day. In NFL, he's awful.
Well, you know what? I used to score in college all the time, too. I ain't scored in a long time. So, Rashad, who you got?
NFL, my go-to?
Trash, but you can score on.
Fucking Tom Brady.
He's not trash. Are you serious? Come on.
Yeah, he's trash right now because he's in fucking...
He got exposed by New Orleans. That was embarrassing.
Yeah. But. Like right now, Tom Brady. If we're paying attention to right now, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But like, you know.
Fair enough.
Okay. And for you, if you don't want me asking, if you had anybody in 2K, trash player, who are you going with to embarrass somebody?
Well, like I said before, it was John Lucas. Right now, it would probably be, and I'm not a great 2K player. I never have been, but there's always some guys shoot different. You get a guy who's shot for some reason you hit with. And that was John Lucas for me. But if I was good at shooting with him, my favorite would be Garrison Matthews, who actually in the NBA this year, like lit up a team just out of nowhere, which I thought was hilarious because being in Nashville, I used to take my son to see him play at Lipscomb. And I warned people, I was like, this cat's actually better than people know. He's actually more athletic than you think. And sure enough, he like went to the NBA and lit up like 30 some points for the Wizards 2 years ago. Yeah, I'd say Garrison Matthews.
All right.
So there we go. So with that said, we have Grand Theft Auto going up against Madden in the final of our WAC bracket. And this one's going to be a hard question. You guys are a little younger than me, probably a lot younger than me. I don't know your age, but I'm an old man. Back in my day. That being said, before graphics were popular, games oftentimes didn't even have graphics, and you would have text games. Think about this. If you had Grand Theft Auto or Madden, and you remove the graphics from them, which game would still be the most fun to play out of those two?
Dre, I know what you're going to say.
Man, you're smiling. He's too.
He's going to say Grand Theft Auto.
It's Grand Theft Auto, yeah.
I would say Grand Theft Auto.
Like, because the graphics were so shit when it first came out, but it was
top down.
So, like, even if you remove those graphics, the game was just so
If you
remove
the whole game and you just wrote it down,
I would have a lot more fun with Grand Theft Auto. Because I feel like then you get into that monotonous thing with, like, Madden. It's the same thing, like you said, with Fortnite. You play a game,
but,
you do this
but
play, and
no,
then
no, no, no. But you can't discount.
How's that?
The people that listen to football on the radio because I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
And if you gave me the statistics over something that wasn't real, which is Grand Theft Auto, I'm going to pick Madden over that. Real talk.
I mean, but you're just painting it into a different reality.
But like,
we're saying
No.
Come on, man. See, are you arguing for Madden or Grand Theft Auto?
I'm right now, I'm in between.
The highlight's doing the talking for him right now.
This is why he makes me so mad. He was like, yeah, Grand Theft Auto, but hear me out.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Rashad. I'm going to really even put the pressure on you because I'm going to say 100% Madden for exactly the reason you said is that, and this will show you exactly what kind of dumb numbers nerd I am. I actually run an online horse racing game that currently has no graphics. It used to have graphics. I could explain to you why it doesn't. We're going to get graphics again, but it's all numbers and it's all based on statistics. And a lot of the players still love it. In the past, I've written a basketball game with no graphics and a football game with no graphics. Numbers can create an entire story depending on how they're used. And I love a good numbers game. And I love, especially with injuries and things, because you have to put your team in a certain situation. You have to set your team up in certain ways. You have to take the risk reward, especially if you're talking a salary cap that takes it a totally different direction. You have the draft every year. I personally love those kind of games. I don't even need the graphics to have a good time playing a very good detailed statistic sports game. Grand Theft Auto, back when I was, I guess this is about 2000, 2001, somewhere around there, there was actually a game online that people played, multi-user game. I can't remember the name of the game, but it was kind of a mafia game that people would play. I never got into it. I didn't find it that interesting, but I do understand why a lot of people did. So long story short, we have Dre going with Grand Theft Auto. I am going with Madden. And now you've heard both of our sides. So this is totally on you to decide. You decide, my man.
I'm going to go with Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. Dre didn't even hear that. Dre had to walk away, but he's all right. Yeah. Hey, Dre, we've already started the second podcast. You missed the end. So we're going to go ahead. And, no, don't fucking with. No. So I will let Rashad tell you who he chose. Let me ask you this. This is going to be like that one show where they drop the fucking balls and they send somebody to the room and he doesn't know who won.
Born?
Who do you think won? Did he pick Madden or did he pick Grand Theft Auto?
He picked Madden.
Rashad, who did
you pick? I picked Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, shut up.
There you go. Hey, you won, though.
I know, we won, but I'm mad that I chose the wrong one because he was so he was arguing so hard for Madden at the end. I was like,
oh. No, I was.
So you missed the end of my argument. I was really arguing hard for Madden myself, and I'm actually happy to see your reaction to Rashad
agreeing with
me, with you made me happy, even though I lost, and I'm fine with that.
No, because like I live for that street life.
I'm married to the streets.
Yeah, I'm married to the streets. Like, Grand Theft Auto is my heart. I could not go against Grand Theft Auto. Like, if it was for the win, Grand Theft Auto every time. Because
every time.
Grand Theft Auto is the best game ever. Ever. Like, I don't know anybody does not. If you are a gamer, you have Grand Theft Auto. You may not even play it. I have Grand Theft Auto. I don't even play it, but I have it, and I love it.
Playing it today.
Like,
I'm not gonna lie.
And like that shit came up today. Dre was like, I'm playing Grand Theft Auto today. And I was like, I fucking love that game. I don't have the space on my PlayStation to download it. But if I did, I would download it, but I don't. And if I did, it would take 2 days to download.
Are you on AOL or what?
Yes. I'm on AOL.
He's it's using pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the dial up.
Go outside and clap. That's how real it is.
Well, I think we have a winner for this whack bracket. The video games whack bracket. We have chosen Grand Theft Auto to defeat Madden and the other games. So with that said, I would like to thank Rashad and Dre for being on this episode. They're going to be on another episode that will drop probably after this one, but who knows? May play them out of order. Regardless of that, I'm going to let you guys say goodbye here. I'll give you another minute. Talk about your podcast again real quick and social media platforms. I think we've already covered all that, but you're welcome to say it again, and then I'll throw my pitch and we'll get out of here.
Me and Dre are Blood and Fire Water Podcast. My sister's on the show, but she has technical difficulties. We are a true crime, dark humor, discussion, science, history type podcast. If that's not your thing, just don't listen to it. But if you are, you can follow us on Instagram at Blood and Fire Water Podcast, Twitter BFW Pod Squad, and Snapchat at the same thing. Dre has a gaming channel that he doesn't like to promote, which is your boy Duda.
And they're never gonna be able to spell that right, so I'm okay with that.
Just try and find it. Other than that, that is all we got, sir.
I think that's plenty because all I have is this shitty podcast. It's so shitty. I get the same name on all the social media platforms. Nobody took Whack Brackets anywhere. You can find at Whack Brackets on the Instagrams. You can find it on the Tweeters. You can find it on the Facebooks. You can find me on Reddit. And if you're really interested, you can send me an email directly. anything at Whack Brackets. You can send it to Dre's gaming channel at whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. You can send it to Rashad's Miller High Life Arguments at Whack Brackets, and I'll there get that. Either way, I will get all that shit. So send it to me. And before I go, I would like to thank Rashad. Thank you, Dre. This has been a lot of fun. We got another one to record, and we've got more beer to drink and more fun to be had. But before I say goodbye, I'll let you guys say goodbye to my users, and we'll get the hell out of here.
Bye.